What a beautiful soundscape of the countryside in Britain.
And the sounds of animals can be very musical.
Hello, I'm Natalie. Welcome again to another program in our series, Sounds of Britain.
大家好，我是王菲。我们用声音为您描绘一个生动的英国。
In Britain, you don't always have to go to the countryside to hear the noises of animals. You can visit a city farm and see lots of different animals.
Yes, city farm, 城市农场。我们在伦敦的 Freightliner City Farm 遇到了 Liz。Liz is the manager of this city farm. Let's hear from her.
There's all the animal noises. You can hear the cockerels in the background. Quite often we do things like getting the kids to make a cockerel noise. So do the... and then wait for a response from the cockerel. So we get the cock-a-doodle-doo. The sheep go baa. Pigs are quite quiet most of the time. They grunt if they're happy. They squeal if they're excited or if something is uncomfortable for them. And actually, a lot of people don't know, but they also bark. If their food's there and you try and move them out of the way, they'll go woof and bark. Which most people don't know pigs make that sort of noise.
Liz says the cockerel makes a cock-a-doodle-doo sound.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, 公鸡打鸣的声音。
The sheep go baa.
Baa, 也就是绵羊的咩咩叫声。
And the pigs grunt, squeal, and also bark.
Yes, 猪会 grunt, 发出打呼噜的声音。还会 squeal, 尖叫。发怒时也会 bark, 大声的咆哮。
And city farms provide a good educational opportunity for the people in the city to get to know different animals.
那让我们一起听一听城市农场里的游客为什么喜欢来这里呢？
Everyone is really friendly here. The children can pet some of the animals. And that's really important to me.
Yeah, what type of animals do they like?
The rabbits, mainly, because they're really fluffy and big. We've never seen rabbits as big as these ones. And the goats, because we can buy the feed and feed them. It's really, really nice.
My son James, a two-year-old, he likes the sheep the most. They like seeing the different animals and knowing the names and...seeing them run around the field over there. They're actually very surprised of the pig because it's massive.
Do you get the feeling of the countryside here?
Yeah, I smell it as well from the animals. Yeah, it's calming here.
The first interviewee said they liked the big fluffy rabbits.
Fluffy rabbit, 毛茸茸的兔子。
And they can buy the animals food and feed them.
Feed.饲料喂食，他们可以在农场里买饲料喂兔子。
The second interviewee said they were surprised by the size of the pig. They said it's massive.
Yes, massive, 非常大的。他觉得农场里的猪太大了。
Although they can see, smell, and hear the countryside in the city, different sounds of wild animals can be more natural and attractive.Let's hear from Ian Rawls, who's a sound recordist.
Ian Rawls 是伦敦的一位业余录音师。我们下面一起闭上眼睛，静听他在伦敦郊区录制的 Dawn Chorus 晨曦之声。
It's in the months of May and June.Is when the birds sing the most loudly and in the greatest number early in the morning. We call it the dawn chorus. A very nice sound to hear. It is quite intense. And usually at that time of the morning, the rest of the city is quiet, so the birds have it to themselves. And it does feel quite special to be able to go and listen to them. It is like you have been admitted to a special performance as an honoured guest.
Oh, that was beautiful. It's just like the music of nature.
Yes, 他说他自己就像是一位被邀请欣赏一场特别表演的嘉宾。
It's a really rewarding experience for him, isn't it?
Yes, rewarding experience, 有回报的、值得的经历。能够把这么美的声音录制下来，确实是值得的。英国的乡村不但有如画的风景，还有天籁般的声音。听众朋友，通过我们的节目，你听到一幅什么样的英国乡村的画面呢？希望你也能把它描述下来，发电子邮件给我们。我们下次节目再见 ，Bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.